You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.
I honestly cannot believe that there are still people in publishing who don't at least have a mobile site there or some way of looking at their content on a mobile device that doesn't mean you look at the full site itself. It needs to be done like immediately.
Let that be a lesson to you. That's from Ilikko Elia, a mobile analyst, and that's because an increasing number of us are using mobiles to access websites. By 2013, more people will spend time accessing the internet via a mobile phone than they do from the larger screen of a computer. So, what's his advice for news sites thinking about mobile?
The advice I would give would be to start off with creating all of your content with mobile in mind. So make sure that whilst you're writing your articles that are going to appear in the magazine, on your website, on TV, wherever, that you have mobile in mind. Just start by thinking about it. What you then need to do is basically publish it on a mobile website. I can imagine if you're a smaller player or a larger player, but if you're a smaller player, the majority of the users coming to your site will be from links that they follow from Twitter, from Facebook, from via Google, wherever. They need to be able to get to your site.
And here's where a key piece of advice from a developer, Mark Kirby, comes in.
Something I say is don't break the web. The web's built on URLs that work. When you go to that URL, you get a piece of content, and that is the same and should be the same regardless of the device.
So, there are two options for creating a mobile-friendly website for viewing on smartphones, whether they be iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Nokia, or another device.
Either follow this responsive web design technique, which is where you have the same HTML, and you're simply using CSS media queries to reshape it on various different size screens, mobile being one of those. Or you can use device detection to serve up a different template, different HTML to mobile devices. And there's pros and cons of each. One being, I suppose, that the responsive is a little less flexible than the templates. But with the templates, there's a lot of pitfalls you can come across.
So, what do you need to consider if you're thinking about getting an app or even three apps built? Here's Ilikko Elia again.
You don't necessarily need to be the app that gets shown on stage with Steve Jobs. You don't necessarily need to. You need an app to be useful.
And that's an opinion echoed by Kirby. Speaking in a rather windy spot, he shared his advice.
If you're going to build an app, make sure that the app is the answer to a question, not the question itself. So if we don't say, oh, let's build an app, why would we want one? We should say, here, we want to achieve this. How could we do it with an app? And therefore, you have a reason to build an app. Don't do it for the sake of it. If you do decide to go down that path and build an app, then you have two ways of doing it. One would be to natively build the app. So that is an iPhone app built in Objective-C, a BlackBerry app in Java, an Android app in a different flavour of Java. Or you could build a web app, simply as the Financial Times have, where you typically have it hosted on a URL and it's just targeted at a specific device. Or you could build a hybrid app, which is using HTML technology and solutions such as PhoneGap to package it to be downloadable from the App Store. So, therefore, it's much like a native app, and some people wouldn't realise it wasn't. And then that could then be, the code could be reused across multiple platforms, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, so on.
And as Elia says, a web app may be the most suitable mobile solution for a lot of news outlets.
Publishers don't need to use the sort of full force of the device itself. It is pretty simple. Text, pictures, video, discrete objects of content, discrete pieces of content. You don't necessarily tax the device as much as, say, a 3D game would. So an HTML5 application is perfectly acceptable. You'll be able to get as much of the wow factor as you need, considering that actually the thing that people are coming to look at is your content, which is the most important part of it.
But Kirby's not a huge fan. He's tested it out.
It certainly seems slow to load. I wouldn't say that means that all web apps are going to be slow to load is a different person would have built the app, most likely to build the iPhone app. The iPad app, load the data that the information loads immediately. It seems to be storing it better. When each time we load up the web version, we must wait a period of 15, 20 seconds, it would seem, before we can see any content at all.
So even though the FT's app is being praised by many, it's not quite the answer to everyone's problems just yet. This is Sarah Marshall for journalism.co.uk.